Good evening. Seven Stars is located within the sovereign, unceded homeland of the Abenaki Nation and people. We pay our respects to them and to the wisdom of their elders and their culture. Welcome to the Star Radio Hour. Community Radio at the Seven Stars Arts Center in Sharon, along with a live audience to bring you another fun-filled evening. We got quite a show for you all today with Elnu Abenaki storyteller Rich Holshute, poet Jim Sly, our house band Play It Forward, and the Sharon Sisters, all brought to you by our underwriters, Luna Blue Farms, Ellis Music, Roma's Butchery, White River Partnership, the Vermont Arts Council, and the Byrne Foundation. And down the river we go with Billy Joel's River of Dreams.
In the middle of the night,
I go walking in my sleep. Mountains of faith,
river so deep,
searching for something, something sacred I love. River is wide,
too hard to cross,
too hard to cross. Even though I know the river is wide, I walk down every evening and stand at the shore. I try to cross to the opposite side, so I can finally find what I've been looking for.
In the middle of the night,
middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep. A valley of fear,
river so deep,
searching for something, taken out of my soul. I never lose,
somebody's
soul. I don't know why I go walking at night, but I'm tired and I don't want to walk anymore. I hope it doesn't take the rest of my life until I find what it is that I've been looking for. I go walking in my sleep. Desert of truth,
river so deep,
end in the ocean. We all start in the street, carried along the river of dreams. I go walking in the middle of the. 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 I go walking in the middle of the night.
Oh, that was Play It Forward with Bob Merrill on piano, Japheth Breitbach on fiddle, Ted Mortimer on guitar, Glenn Ingalls on bass, Becky Bailey and Danae Carlson on vocals, and Chris Rua on winds, vocals, and the kitchen sink. And now, a word from one of our sponsors, Luna Blue Farm.
What do you call a great chicken? And you can count on impeccable quality from Luna Blue Farms, located in South Royalton at 96 Bowles Road. Luna Blue Farms is a real organic farm and has been in operation since 1993, supplying local customers at the Norwich Farmers Market and through their CSA. Check out their community-supported agriculture program online at lunabluefarm.org. Everything they grow is certified organic, and they wouldn't do it any other way.
Down to the River to Pray has been described as a Christian folk hymn, an African-American spiritual, an Appalachian song, and a Southern gospel song. Let's hear it now by Becky, Danae, and Chris, the Sharon Sisters. The Sharon Sisters. And now please make welcome Jim Schley.
This is a poem by Czesław Miłosz called Rivers. Under various names, it was only you I praised, Rivers. You are milk and honey and love and death and dance. From a source in secret grottos, beating among mossy rocks, where the goddess from her vessels decants living water, from sparkling springs on meadows beneath which rustle rills, your run and my run begin, and rapture and transience. I turned my face to the sun naked, steering on occasion by dipping an oar, and oak groves slipped by, pastures, stands of pine. Each bend opened up for me an earth of promise. The smoke of hamlets, sleepy herds, the flight of martins, sandy bluffs. Slowly, step by step, I entered your waters, and the current, without speaking, tugged at my knees until I trusted, and it lifted me, and I floated. Throughout the great reflected sky of a triumphant noon. And I was on your banks at the start of a summer eve when the full moon rolls out and lips join in ritual. And your murmur by the mooring, just as then I hear within as a beckoning to embrace and to comforting. With the peal of all bells of sunken cities we depart. The forgotten are greeted by envoys of past generations, and your unending rush takes us farther and farther, and there neither is nor was, just the moment, eternal.
Thank you, Jim. Now let's hear about Ellis Music, another one of our local sponsors.
Well, it's that time of year again when kids are preparing for their band concerts all over Vermont and New Hampshire. And who's made sure that all their instruments are in perfect working order so they can present some fine music to their families and communities? Why, it's Ellis Music of Bethel, Vermont. For over 75 years now, this local family-owned business has provided quality service for thousands. Ellis Music is located on Route 107 in Bethel, Vermont, and is the place to start your or continue your musical adventure. You can find out more at ellismusic.com.
Last November, we lost Pete Sutherland, one of the main movers and teachers of folk and Americana music in Vermont for decades. Let's remember Pete with his beautiful Sunday River Waltz. Now, please make welcome Rich Holshue, a storyteller from the Elnew Abnaki community.
Thank you, Chris, for that beautiful music. Kwayamzi we. And we go down Namiolan Pamlon quick. Pa Kwanonguzian. Pili Nidombak, Kanwa Kizi Nidombak. Hello, everyone. I'm happy to see you. New friends? Already friends? For a long time, no see. We are family. In the lewezi lisal, in dai wantastagak tali sukwakik. Nia elnu wombanaki. I am called Rich Holshue, and I'm from down the river in what you know as Brattleboro today, traditionally known as Wantastagog, in Sakoki country. These are Abenaki homelands, Gedakina. They were, and they still are. The people are here. I want to share with you tonight Ontlokonganisal, some little stories from my river, Nsibuk, the river to which I belong, which you know today as the West River, but which we know traditionally as Wantastuk, which gives it the name Wantastagok, where I live. It's an honor to be there in relation with that place. So, long, long ago, as well as yesterday, and as it will be tomorrow, two rivers came together. They joined their waters. They joined their stories. They joined their spirits. They came to this place, Wantastagog, following the trails of the ice giants that had been here before and had retreated back to Pebunki, the northland where they had come from, and where they still reside, although they are dying a slow death due to the stories told by other people since then. These rivers came together in confluence, and following the trails of the river, that water, others came. The standing ones, the grasses, the shrubs, the trees, following the water, following the winds, coming in on the wings of the new arrivals, the movers, the flyers, the swimmers, the four-footed walkers, the crawlers, and right behind them came the two-footed walkers, the people. Long, long time ago, they came to this place. It was a good place, and they stayed there. And they flourished, and they got to know that place. And they talked to that place in the language that comes from that land. I speak to you in the language of that land a little bit tonight. It is the language that this land knows. It has heard for a long, long time, and it recognizes it. And it's a respectful thing to speak to the land and to listen to the land as it talks back to you and tells the stories. One day, a child living there at Wantastagog asked his grandmother, Nokemis, why do we call this river the Wantastuk? The river where something is lost. What's that all about? And Nokemis said, Alosada kasiwi, child. Let's walk together. I'll show you something. And they went down to the place where the land met the water and met the sky, all these worlds coming together. And she said, look here. See these rocks shelving into the water. What do you see? And the child said, I see lines running north-south. What is that? And she said, those are the tracks of the ice giants. They left those behind when they left this place, and our people saw them go. But they're here to remind us. And look over here, and they walked west a little bit, a few steps. What do you see? And the child looked, and on the rocks shelving into the water, he said, I see a face. Who is that? Child, that is Msizuk, that is the watcher. They watch all the time. And when you look at them, they look at you. And that is the way of the world. We are all relatives, and we're here together. Msizuk looks west, where the spirits go, and where the spirits come from. They're here to watch out for us. Come over here, one more thing. Awikiganal Isen, the picture rocks, and they walked east about a stone's throw. And the child said, oh my, look at this. What are these snakes? Nokemis said, Kitsiskukak, the great serpents. That's who those are. Where do they live? They live below us, the land below, under the earth, under the water. And sometimes they come up to this world. We don't know what they're going to do, but they come up when they want to. Where do they come from? Out there in the river, she said. In the middle, there's a place. When they come up, we want to make sure that we're here in a good way and we can handle this situation. We want to stay in balance in this place. And so from the west come these birds. See these birds? Yes, I see those birds, grandmother. Who is that? Badongi Sipsak, the thunderbirds. They come. Kitsiskokak comes. It's going to be okay. We're going to stay in balance here. And we have to be here too and observe that balance. That's us in the middle. See that? Yes, I see that. That looks like a fox. Wonkuses. That fox represents us living here on the surface. Uskikamikuinawak, the surface dwellers. These are good stories. Remember them. Many, many years went by, and new people came with different stories that they brought from somewhere else. They weren't the stories of that place, but they laid their stories on top of the old stories, and the old stories were forgotten. They told a new story called Brattleboro. Wantastikok was still there, but Brattleboro was there too. And Brattleboro did Brattleboro things. And the stories were forgotten. The picture rocks were still there, and they could see them. They didn't know what they were saying. After 150 years, some people decided to tell their story in their way, and they went down the river, and they built a giant wall. They blocked the river, and the water piled up. And it came all the way up to Wantastikok, or Brattleboro, as you please. And it covered those picture rocks, and they disappeared. So no longer were they seen, and they certainly were not heard. One day, another 100 years later, a woman decided she was going to search for these picture rocks. She had heard about them. She was a diver. Her name was Annette. And she made it her mission to find these picture rocks. She researched all the stories she could find that might tell her where they were. No one had marked them down. Nobody. And she was talking to the people in my community because we were quite interested to know this as well, so we could relearn these stories. One day she called me up and she said, "I have something to show you. I'm going to look for the stories today, and I want to show you something I found." And I went down there and I met. And she said, "Look at this. I found this transcript at the Brattleboro Historical Society. It talks about an old man describing when he was a young boy. He would go down to the West River with his buddies, and they would go fishing, and they would go swimming, and they would look at Indian Rock. See, Indian Rock, that's what we're looking for here." And I kept reading past where she had highlighted, and it said, "We would play a little game when we were down here. We would take some sticks and we'd put them on the surface of the water, and they would spiral and they would disappear into the bottom. And one day, one of our friends went swimming a little too close and started to get pulled down, caught himself on the rocks, and we went out and brought him back in. He was okay." I was about beside myself at this point. I said, "Annette, do you know what this tells us?" She says, "There was a whirlpool." I said, "Yeah, but this is not repeated anywhere else in Brattleboro's history. This is the only mention of a whirlpool in the river. This tells us why the petroglyphs are here. This is the piece of the story we've been missing. It's coming back. Stories are circles. They don't have a beginning and the end. They're circles. Every story that has ever been told here is still here. And they come back when we need them, just like rivers are circles. They come back when we need them. Water is life." And so we now know, we have learned, that when we are at the river where something is lost, some things can also be found. Uliwani, thank you.
Hey, Anahoa, hey, hey, Anaho.
Hey, Anahoa, hey, hey, Anaho. Hey, Anahoa, hey, hey, Anaho. Long runs the river, flowing endlessly through time. Long runs the river, let her touch your heart and mind. Hey, Anahoa, hey, Anaho. Long runs the river, the lifeblood of the land. Long runs the river, following the original plan. Hey, Anahoa, hey, Anaho.
Let the river speak, let the truth be told. Open up your heart so that you will know. Water spirits sing the songs to those who are listening. Hear her song of joy, hear her song of pain. See the water spirit circle round again. Understand our place in nature's chain as the river flows.
Hey, Anahoa, hey. Hey, Anaho, hey, Anahoa, hey, hey, Anaho. Long runs the river, flowing endlessly through time. Long runs the river, let her touch your heart and mind. Hey, Anahoa, hey, Anaho. Hey, Anahoa, hey, 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 hey, Anaho.
Long Runs the River was adapted by music by Mary Warren. Well, we lost another good friend a couple of years back, and he played here one time, and I was here, and that was Bill Staines. And this is one of his songs that I think you probably know, and I'd like you to help me sing it, called River, Take Me Along. I was born in the path of the winter wind, raised where the mountains are low. Their springtime waters came dancing down. I remember the tales they told, the whistling ways of my own. Light in a fading sky. River, take me along in your sunshine. Sing me a song, river flowing and winding and free. You roll it away, you change it over. It's you and me, river. Some things that I've learned, met a lot of good people, and I called them friends. Felt the change when the seasons turn. Oh, I've heard all the songs that children sing, and listened to love's melody. I felt my own music. Thank you. God bless Bill Stames. And now, for something completely different, it's time for our skit about our choices. Here's Winnie and Fred Frog.
Oh, my. Isn't the river lovely?
I guess so, if you like plastic.
It's you. You're that talking frog.
The name's Fred. Boom.
What did you say about plastic?
You're wearing it. Boom.
This comfy fleece and these yoga pants?
Polyester. Boom. Lycra. Boom. Anything that ain't natural is plastic. Boom.
Well, so what's your point?
Well, when you wash those clothes, these tiny bits of plastic get into our watershed. Boom.
Whoa! So these plastics go into the rivers, the seas, the food chain?
Yep.
And us.
And these days, we're all digesting the equivalent of one credit card per week of plastic. Boom.
What can we do?
We'll wear more natural clothes. And when you do wear clothes made of synthetics, wash them in a guppy Fred washing bag.
I'm gonna give it a try. My, oh my, you never know what you'll learn just sitting by the river talking to a frog.
Glad to oblige. Now for some juicy flies.
Thank you.
That was the band's arrangement of Waterfall by John Schmidt. Well, now to say a word about the White River Partnership. This is our home, and the three branches of the White River are the lifeblood of our home. For the past 30 years, the White River Partnership has been bringing people together to monitor the health of the river, cleaning its shores, planting trees, and mitigating future problems caused by climate change and global warming. There are many opportunities for volunteers to join in this work. Coming right up, on Saturday, May 4th, Green Up the White is partnering with Green Up Day for a day to get out there and do some serious cleanup of the river and have some fun doing it. For more information, go to whiteriverpartnership.org and we'll see you on the river.
This is The River by Gregory Orr. I felt both pleasure and a shiver as we undressed on the slippery bank and then plunged into the wild river. I waded in. She entered as a diver. Watching her pale flank slice the dark, I felt both pleasure and a shiver. Was this a source of the lake we sought, giver of itself to that vast blue expanse? We'd learn by plunging into the wild river and letting the current take us wherever it willed. I had that yielding to thank for how I felt both pleasure and a shiver. But what she felt and saw, I'll never know. Separate bodies taking the same risk by plunging together into the wild river. Later, past the rapids, we paused to consider if chance or destiny had brought us here, whether it was more than pleasure and a shiver we'd found by plunging into the wild river.
Well, let's welcome back the Sharon sisters to sing a classic first done by the Fisk Jubilee Singers, Wade in the Water.
Wait. Jim, what's the difference between a security guard and a butcher?
One stays awake, and the other weighs a steak.
And you'll be weighing lots of steaks if you try Roma's Cuts. Roma's runs a whole animal butcher shop and works closely with local farmers, cutting fresh pasture-raised meat, as well as offering other local farm products to our community. Roma's Butchery is open Wednesdays through Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And now the Butcher's Cut Bistro is serving lunch Wednesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. They are also serving dinner every other weekend, Friday and Saturday, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So just call the shop to make your reservations for dinner now. Yeah.
August 28, 2011. Tropical Storm Irene came to Vermont. It rained all that afternoon and most of the night. Got up the next morning to take a look around his farm, aptly named Hurricane Flats, which lay along the White River in South Royalton. He could see right away the river was rising. Part of the farm was in an area designated the floodway, so some flooding there was to be expected. Geo remembers, "We'd had a lot of rain at night, and I had a feeling that this was not normal. At 10:30 in the morning, I was talking on the phone to a friend up in Rochester, and she said the river's coming over its banks. I called her back around noon. Nothing. They were out. They were already in the midst of it. No roads, power lines down. Just about then, the river started coming over its banks with us. Watching it unfold was sort of surreal. We were walking down in the field. I still wasn't thinking too much about it, but suddenly it began to dawn on us. You could stand in a spot and there would be no water there, and a minute later it was up over your boots. It was that fast coming across my field, an amazing amount of water. Then I started going, this is real. This isn't fun anymore. I had a bunch of equipment out in the field, so I got the tractor going and started pulling it all out. Then we waded over to the greenhouses. The current was surprisingly strong, and we slapped.
We're experiencing some technical difficulties at the moment. We're working hard to repair those. Please stay with us here on Royalton Community Radio, WFVRLP, South Royalton, 96.5 FM, and on the World Wide Web at royaltonradio.org. Sorry for the inconvenience.
That had washed down two stacks 25 feet high. They top off the top 20 feet of the tree, then bury the tree, root ball facing the river, one tree after another, all cabled together, so they were a single unit. Then they put a lot of logs peppered next to the root balls to serve as ice guards when the ice went out. The whole bank was planted with fast-growing trees like willow that can handle ice outs. The top of the bank was planted with species like riparian areas. This was the first place in the Northeast to have this done. The whole idea is to slow the river down, which is exactly what has happened. It really worked great and is still working, thanks to the National Forest Service and the White River Partnership.
You keep going your way, I'll keep going my way. River, stay away from my door. I just got a cabin, you don't need my cabin. River, stay away from my door. Come up any higher, I'm so alone. Leave my bed and my fire, that's my own. I ain't breaking your heart, don't go breaking my heart. River, stay away from my door.
There. That's a song by Mort Dixon and Harry Woods there. Well, now let's all join in here on this really great hymn written by Robert Lowry a long time ago. Shall we gather at the river?
Where bright angel feet have trod.
winding river. Soon our pilgrimage will cease. Soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace.
Well, that's about it, folks. Keep an ear out for our next show. And those of you here, stick around. There's a swing dance party coming on with this fantastic band. The Star Radio Hour is a production of Seven Stars Art Center, written and directed by Chris Rua and Carol Langstaff. Thanks to our underwriters, Luna Blue Farm, Roma's Butchery, Ellis Music, the White River Partnership, the Byrne Foundation, and the Vermont Arts Council. Let's not forget Free Vermont Radio, WFVRLP, Bolton Radio, and the engineers for tonight were Todd Tyson, Patrick Schlott, and back in the studio, Bob DiBartolo. And the sound here in the hall, the fabulous sound by Michael Barsanti. Woo! Let's thank Rich Holshue for that story. And where would we be without our fabulous radio voices by Becky Bailey and Neil McClattery? And let's meet the band one more time. Jacob Breitbach on the fiddle. Bob Merrill over there on the keyboards. Ted Mortimer guitar. Glenn Ingalls on bass and trombone. And last but not least, Chris Rua, winds, vocals, and that kitchen sink. And our vocalists, Becky Bailey and Danae Carlson. And we wouldn't be here tonight without our volunteers, so let's thank Deb Crown, Donna Isaacs, Jill Wilcox, Bob Stoddard, Dottie Doobie, Paul Meany, Lynn Wormiger, Becky Bailey and Jim Schley, and Victoria Fullerton for promotions. And not forgetting our house manager does so much for the Seven Stars and Mapplebeck. I'm Jim Rooney. Thanks for listening.
In the middle of the night,
I'm walking in my sleep,
through the desert of truth.
Two
rivers so deep, we all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams, all carried along by the river of dreams, in the middle of the night.
one more little bit of that.
This is WFVRLP South Royalton, Royalton Community Radio.